Amen. Praise the Lord today. I'm glad I came, aren't y'all? I tell you, if this song service didn't fire you up a little bit, you got problems. You better search your soul and see if you're right with God, you know, because I'm telling you what, I believe this God gave us the music and the singing to uplift us and strengthen us, prepare us to receive His Word. I've just got a few words to say today, and I'm excited about getting to be here and seeing all the everybody come out. If you're visiting with us, I'm glad you're here. You're invited out back each and every time we meet. Somebody asked me, said, "Who's that man up there leading the choir?" And I thought you'd been here since he'd been here. So anyway, this is Tom, and he's a member of our church. His wife's sitting back here in the back, Lisa, and glad to have him with us. To get a job, he had to go down to South Alabama. He's a teacher down there, and but he's still a member of our church, and we're going to keep him, and we'll use him when he comes by here. You know how we are. If you got a good thing or a good horse, ride it till it dies. Amen. That's the way these young ladies are. We let them sing, I'm telling you. But we're going to start praying this summer that God bless him with the job up here closer. Well, I believe Dade County needs a good teacher, don't y'all? Amen, or Lafayette or somewhere. But anyway, good to see everybody come this way. We've had an outstanding service already today. We started out sunrise service, then we had a breakfast. And I want to tell you something. You may not know it, but this small church can achieve just wonders and miracles. Yeah, we fed the whole community this morning. They fed the whole community this morning. I don't cook. But we had a group coming in here. Headlights started shining in my window down here, woke me up 5 o'clock this morning. They was getting excited and got here, and we had breakfast for the community and fed a lot of people, had a lot of good fellowship, a lot of good times. Now, when I got up a minute ago, I couldn't resist telling you know, a lot of times about a resurrection, we start talking about Christ and His resurrection, and I'm thankful for all that. Praise God, you know, that He overcome death, hell, and the grave, got up, and is alive forevermore. And through that, we have the recognition that we're going to have a part of that too in time to come. But I'm focused a lot about Jesus. You know, He said, "I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly." And, you know, that just sticks in my heart and my mind so many times. When you get a little down and out, a little depressed, things ain't going exactly the way you want them to. Well, understand, it may be the way God wants them to go. And, you know, who are we to argue with God? If it's God's way, we'll have to be satisfied in it. And I think about, you know, that's what Jesus said. "I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly." Now, we'll read in Scripture a few minutes about where the angels of God came down and rolled the stone away from the tomb and set Jesus free. And I got thinking about the freedom we could have today, how God could remove some stone or something that's hindering you from coming out to freedom and to life. You know, there's a lot of people that walk among us each and every day that are spiritually dead. Y'all know we deal with dead people every day? You know, it says in Scripture, you know, that we're alive to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if we don't have Christ, then life's not in us. So we deal with dead people all the time, spiritually dead. And I got thinking about how we could have a resurrection this morning of the dead. Somebody spiritually dead could be resurrected by the power of God through the Lord Jesus Christ hanging on the cross of Calvary. I watched last night. I don't watch much basketball, but the Final Four, I'll watch it. And watched the end of 2 games and the beginning of 1. And when they began, they all came out there and they run up and down the courts and they shot around a little bit, you know, and they're warming up. And then the game's going to start. I'm warming up. We'll get on with the game here in a minute. I've got the news of Jesus Christ to tell you. I've got the good news from God about we're going to live forever in a place of happiness and joy and pleasure. And I just can't name all the things that we're going to have, because I don't believe we can truly, fully know what God has prepared for us. But I'm going to tell you, my focus today is about resurrection of some dead soul, somebody that hadn't believed on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that can be saved today. We can have a resurrection right here. Some dead person, spiritually dead, get up and walk. Somebody be lifted up and raised forever and ever. Now, that's the exciting part to me. Let's read about some ladies going down to the tomb. This time of Easter is special to me. Of course, I just tell you what, about every day is special to me. You know, you get to be a child of God and obey Him, there's good things to happen, you know, good things to come. If you'll turn with me, I want to look at the book of St. Matthew in chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28, if y'all turn there with me. And let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk about the resurrection. Now, we spent a little time on the crucifixion last week, and I'm going to tell you, He went through a terrible, hard time. I mean, suffering and shame and problems. And guess who He did it for? Everybody raise your hand up and say, me. Me. You know, we get it sometimes so vague, we start saying, He did it for the world. Amen, He did it for the world, and we're of the world, and He did it for me. When it starts coming home individual to think about what He did for us and what He went through, I'm going to tell you, it was an expression of love like you've never saw before. You know, we've loved friends and family and husbands and wives, but I don't know if we've ever experienced that kind of love that Jesus had for you on the cross of Calvary, that He spread His arms, got nailed down, and died for you. Now, that's an expression of love, I'm telling you. In St. Matthew chapter 28, in verse 1, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn, toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. And His countenance was like lightning, and His raiment was white as snow. And for fear of Him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. So we begin looking at this situation about the resurrection. He's gone. I'm telling you, He's gone. They came and rolled back the stone that they might see. You know, that was the thing that God was doing, so they could see and look in and know that the Lord Jesus was no longer there. He overcame death, hell, and the grave as an illustration and an example for us. I'm telling you, if you're in Christ, you're going to overcome death, hell, and the grave through Jesus Christ and what He did on the cross of Calvary. And when I thought about, you know, He gives the description of the angels, and I thought about the power of God that was present, rolling the stone back. And, you know, that same power of God's present right here today. Has anybody but me felt it? You know, I felt it all during the service, that the power of God through the Holy Spirit moving throughout this congregation, bouncing around on each bench. It was up here on the bench with me. Y'all see me when I get one of these, and that's the Spirit of God. It's not about putting on a show or putting on an act. It's about the Spirit of God and being obedient to what God calls on you to do. When He touches me, I want to worship, don't y'all? I'm telling you, every time I come in contact with God through the Holy Spirit, puts me in a mind that I want to worship and praise an almighty God for what He's done for me in my life. We are so blessed, aren't we? We are so blessed. You know, there's days that we'd let the sadness and sorrow. These ladies going down the tomb, I thought about that. They were going down the tomb, you know, after the Sabbath, and they were no doubt going down in sadness and sorrow. Can you imagine her trip walking down there, getting up early before it began to dawn, and going down, and can you imagine the tears coming down her face and sadness and what they'd went through, and they saw Jesus crucified, and they thought their Savior was gone. And when I get to reading about how they went through this, and before they leave this gravesite, they're rejoicing, they're praising God that He's alive forevermore. And I thought about a God that can take sorrow and sadness and turn it into a miracle of joy and happiness for each and everybody that will receive it. So in verse 5, and the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not, for you know that you seek Jesus which was crucified. He is not here, for He is risen. And He said, come see the place where the Lord lay. Now you talk about good news. They're walking down expecting to find a dead body, and they come into contact with the power of God through an angel in that day. And He said, He's not here, for He is risen. And I thought about the good news that these ladies received that morning. And I just began to pray last night. I thought, God, let me go into the house of God tomorrow and share some good news with somebody that needs lifted up or strengthened during this time of life. I don't know. See, I don't know the situation of people here. I don't know your mind and your heart, but I believe God knows every one of you. I believe God knows what you're facing. I believe there was people come in here this morning with problems and trouble that had them pretty much downcast, had them maybe in a place of darkness, a shadow. And I'm telling you, Jesus brings the light. And I'm going to tell you the good news that God knows your problem and his concern. That if you are willing to come to God, he can help you in your situation. He said he's not here, for he's risen. Not here, he is risen. You know where Jesus is? You know, it's easy to say he's at the right hand of the Father. Amen. I agree with that. He's also in your heart if you'll let him be. He's in your heart if you'll let him be. That if you'll receive him. And I begin just hitting just lightly on life. You know, I used to think I knew what it was to enjoy life. Some of the things that I did, and you know, and it brought sometimes happiness. But there's only true joy and happiness through Jesus Christ. I come to the conclusion and decision years ago that God's the way I'll go. And his way's the way for me. And I'm in it for the duration until this life ends, and then I'll be with him forever. These ladies coming down, these ladies looking for a dead body, they go away finding out they found, have a risen Savior. And joy and happiness and peace comes to them. And he said, go quickly and tell somebody. And I thought about the need for this. You know, God knew. This angel said, go quickly and tell the disciples. And I thought about how God knows today we need to be telling somebody the good news about Jesus Christ, the good news about living a life that's filled with the happiness and joy and pleasure that God gives us, even in hard times, even in devastating times, when a loss of loved ones and it looks like just devastation. But if that's God's plan, that's what we live with, and we can still have joy, happiness, pleasure. I refuse to let anything of this life or anything of this world rob me of the pleasure and the joy and the happiness that God said, I give you as a child of God. And sometimes we just have to claim that. Sometimes we just have to claim it. This is my 8th Easter here. 8th Easter here as pastor. The first 4, we buried people nearly every other week, just on a regular basis and a routine thing. And I don't mean just people we kindly knew. I mean people we went to church with, people we were married to, people in our family, and people, I guess you'd say, cornerstone of this church. And I wondered one time, you know, I thought, how can we endure this and continue? But I've learned it's by the power of God. And by his grace that we continue, we just keep looking to God. Just keep looking to God. And we don't have any doubt, and he can bring us up and carry us through. And God's still here working. He's still in the midst. We counted up the other day, and I don't want to sound bragging, but I guess we need to tell about the power of God. There have been 5 men saved here since January. We still see God in the saving business here, that he'll save a soul. He'll change a life. I'm talking about delivering it from sin and darkness to a place of happiness and light forevermore. But because you can trust and believe on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. These ladies went down to the tomb burdened. These ladies went down the tomb saddened. These ladies left that place rejoicing. I'd like to have us one of those services here today that maybe you came with a burden. Maybe you came with a heartache. Maybe you came with a trouble that's beyond you. But you'll go away changed because God dealt with that in your life. And he'll do that very thing for you. I think about so much that we're blessed with, and how many times in life that God deals and helps us through situations. And I just came today, and I just want to praise him, give him thanks for all he's done. Give him thanks for what he's done. God can help your situation today if you'll bring it to him and trust him. Whatever it may be, whatever it may take. a little bit different. I hadn't planned this. It might, but it just came to my mind. Chris, you think you could sing "I Am Blessed"? Boy, I said, yes, I'm telling you, he's ready. Let's come on right now. Let's come on. Miss Sue, can you play for him? This is not a planned event. Of course, we don't plan many events. We just come in and God directs it. But I want y'all to hear this song. And while he's singing, I want you to think what God's done in your life. And I want you to think, have I praised him for what he did? Or did I just accept it silently and didn't say thank you? But it'll be a time that you can thank God, you can praise him. And we're going to close the service with this song. I'm not going to hold you all day. But while you're standing to your feet, if anybody needs to come and pray, these altars are open. I don't give altar calls. God does. And if God's dealt with you in a situation or something on your mind, why don't you come up here and share it with him? I probably couldn't fix it for you, but God can. God can fix anything. So as we sing this song, you just think about it. Any need you have today, if you'll bring it up here, we'll handle it. Need to join a church? Come join the church today. It would be a good day on Easter, wouldn't it? Need to be saved? Come up here. God will save you. I'll pray with you, but God will save you. He's going to sing. Y'all just mind the Lord. Just be obedient. Pray, just come on up. Got a place for you right up here. God's waiting on you. Are you blessed? Amen. See everybody. If you're visiting with us, you're welcome anytime. Somebody say, well, is that a special Easter service? We have all special services. Have usually the same singers and stuff, but maybe it's a special day, but it's not. We have always a special service because it's a place where you'll meet God and you'll feel his presence. And we'll be friendly, or I'll be the one running up down the aisle screaming, having a fit, you know. sometimes we get a little distressed and we forget to smile and tell people how glad we are that they've come this way. But we're glad you came. Absolutely glad you came. All right.